what really matters is your health and the state of play at Otway Health. And to that end, this is a little segment called the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. And sitting across the desk from me right now is Nick Salkeld, the chair of Otway Health. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
I'm excellent. Yourself?
Good, thanks, mate.
You're in rude health, are you?
In rude health, indeed.
Rude health is a good thing. I have to explain that to people sometimes.
How so?
Well, sometimes they think it's, you know, something you'd rather not have. But I think, well, hey, rude health is good.
Very well, mate.
What's the headline? What's happening? Everything's happening.
Everything's happening. We've had quite a busy month. I guess most recently, I guess over the past month, we've been addressing key themes that have arisen from our recent tea talks over the last 12 weeks. Some of the main themes have been access to our 24/7 urgent care, how we communicate with the community.
Mm.
And I guess the direction or the strategy of Otway Health going forward.
Mm.
So indeed, it's been a busy month.
Mm. So do you want to expand on any of those particular topics?
We'll start with, the 24/7 urgent care. So as what's been, I guess, detailed in the news sheets of late, we're trialling a telehealth approach where we essentially liaise with emergency physicians from Barwon Health in the afternoons of Monday to Friday.
Mm.
So a patient would present to urgent care where they'll be dealt with our urgent care nurses. And if necessary, we would then liaise via the telehealth or video conferencing system with a physician at emergency in Barwon Health if necessary. So if we needed something to be prescribed or if we needed I guess, another opinion, we have that option and that access to Barwon Health. So today it's been going quite well. We've had dozens of presentations since August. However, I would encourage that people who do use the service to provide feedback, negative, positive or otherwise, just so we can shape the service to suit the community, essentially.
So if you get a Skype consult at Otway Health, which is essentially, it's like a high-tech Skype
consult. It is
consult.
High-tech, yeah.
Yeah. Except that as I understand it, the doctor at the other end can take your vital signs. There are high definition cameras, so he can actually look at an injury or your pupils or whatever he needs to study, and can get a lot of really high quality information. You know, pulse and blood pressure and all that stuff, obviously. But so he can make a really reasonable, you know, a really sound professional.
Yeah, really, really professional assessment. The capacity of the technology is quite amazing, to be honest. That said, I do have to emphasise, though, if you are in an emergency situation in the community, always important to ring Triple A. I've said that before, and the same thing applies.
Yeah, and there's a lot. There's the big difference between an emergency and an urgent thing. So an urgent thing is a very bad pain that doesn't seem to want to go away. An emergency is you're falling down.
Indeed, that's right.
You can't get up, or the chainsaw's just taken off the bottom bit of your leg.
That's right.
So you're encouraging people, if you have had a virtual consult at Otway Health, give some feedback.
Indeed. Yeah. Part of that will be part of the process as well, to actually have the opportunity to provide
that. Yeah, because it's important to get the feedback.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Hmm. Indeed. The other thing we've had, again in the news sheet, we've appointed a new social worker. So Amy Adair, she's based out of, she lives in Anglesey with her family, and she's in a shared role between Lawn and Apollo Bay. So Amy has a master's in social work from Monash, and she basically has worked with people who have been in a wide range of social situations, from homelessness, drug and alcohol addiction, mental health concerns, disability, unemployment or family breakdown. So I encourage people who have any concerns requiring a social worker to make an appointment with Amy.
Yeah, and that can be a bit of a challenge in a small town. Sometimes people's pride gets in the way of taking action. You know, it's kind of, we all know who, you know, we all know where each other's live, and we all know who we are.
Indeed, yes.
And but if you need a hand, you really need to put your hand up.
Yeah.
And I suppose if you've got a neighbour or a mate that needs a hand, then it's not inappropriate to ring Amy and say, look, you know, actually Bill down the road, he's not good with a telephone and he's not good with coming forward, but maybe you want to go and see him or whatever. I think we do that in small towns anyway. But that's great to have a good social.
Indeed, and it's strictly confidential as well. So
yeah,
that's the beauty of it. So, Amy, to get in touch with Amy, you basically ring reception at Otway Health, and then they can make an appointment if necessary.
Okay, sounds good.
Yep.
Community health. What else is going on?
Community
care, rather. Yeah. So she would look after you if you were having a struggle with what kind of stuff would she actually attend to if you
I guess the role of a social worker is to help liaise from point to point, so she'd be helping you find services that are appropriate. For example, we're talking about homelessness, she may be able to liaise with Department of Housing or see what opportunities are available with respect to finding housing. If it's drug and alcohol addiction, should be able to liaise with the appropriate counsellors or the appropriate services.
So yep.
In a way, a social worker is like the conduit between you and the care.
Okay, and if you're having a bit of a struggle, you've got appointments in Geelong and other things to attend to with your health. She could point you, help you with finding out how you can get to and from and
exactly
that kind of stuff. Yeah,
indeed.
All right. And
it's good that she's in the shared role between Lorne and Apollo Bay, and it's good for her in terms of being professionally rewarding and not professionally isolating.
Mm.
But then she can also learn what services are available between the two areas.
So
if one service isn't available in one area, she can negotiate to the other side.
Yeah, and maybe help redress any deficits that are in health services or more care services, rather. Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay.
Indeed.
Well, that'll be a wonderful addition to the Otway Health.
Yes. The other thing we've had is we've had a recent meeting of our Otway Health Community Advisory Committee. So that's essentially a group of local volunteers, a couple of board members, the head of Marawarn Neighbourhood House, and the chairman of the Apollo Bay District Health Foundation.
Mm.
So its purpose is basically to obtain information from the community, feedback, ideas, and suggestions from the consumers or the users of the health service, and that gets fed back to the board for the board to consider any recommendations and perhaps create an action plan based on what people are telling them.
Mm.
It's essentially, a conduit between the community and the board back to the community as well.
Mm.
So they met, their last meeting was in the start of October. They meet every second month, generally the first week of the month. And last time, the CEO, Kate Gillen, was in attendance. There was the committee chair, Joy Humphreys. And we had a presentation from Ali Rodder. And I think Ali's done a previous presentation for the radio with respect to preparing for snake bites and seasonal asthma or thunderstorm asthma. The other things that were discussed were the recent tea talks and the implementation of the 24/7 urgent care model, where we're using the doctors, nurse practitioners, as well as the telehealth and Ambulance Victoria. We discussed ways of improving communication with the community, such as using the radio.
Yep.
And
vital, essential. Probably worth three times as much as it costs you. Absolutely.
And then basically increasing our presence in the news sheet as well.
Mm.
And there were some ideas about establishing like a quarterly Otway Health newsletter if there are any changes in strategy. They talked about staff culture based on the recent review or 18 months ago, the review, upskilling staff and improving education internally. And they also discussed whether the actual advisory committee, working well, how to improve it. So they nutted out a few issues, indeed.
Absolutely. And hopefully at the end of the day, you know, in 12 months or whatever, the result will be that we are communicating factually from Otway Health to the community and back again, rather than by misinformation and, you know, Chinese whispers and whatever. So if we can establish this really good, clear and frank conversation both ways, then ultimately, you know, stones in the road are just stones in the road, really.
You know. I agree.
So that's a good thing, and it's a fairly robust group, obviously.
It is. Yeah. They're actually recruiting new members at the moment, to be honest.
Okay.
I think they have 3 vacancies.
Okay.
So people who are interested in joining the advisory committee, they can speak to a current member of the committee.
Mm.
So the members are actually available online at the Otway Health website.
Yep.
Alternatively, they can email the advisory committee on cac.oh@swarh.vic.gov.au.
Check the website. Have a look at the website. Yeah. Yep.
Or they can liaise with the Otway Health as well. Mm. So I think applications close towards the end of the 17th of November. Mm-hmm. So people who are interested in joining, I encourage you to do so.
Good. All right.
The other thing that was discussed was the identification of some local nurses who are interested in becoming RIPEN nurses. Mm-hmm. So that's the rural isolated practice endorsed.
I'm glad you explained that, because a RIPE nurse is suddenly an odd. So so what is a RIPEN nurse?
They're trained for rural or isolated areas. They have further capabilities with respect to diagnosis and prescribing medicines based on a template.
Okay.
So they can handle, that next step up in terms of urgency with respect to care. So I think there are 2 nurses who are identified to take part in the program.
Yep.
However, on top of that, there's also a recruitment drive to get RIPEN endorsed nurses to Apollo Bay.
Okay.
So for those who are interested, I encourage you to look at the website and to apply, but to tell others about it as well.
So if you've got a mate who's a rural nurse with all the right tickets, with the RIPEN qualifications, who wants to see change, tell them there is no finer place to come.
Indeed.
Than here in
Get
Apollo
Bay. Get the work-life balance.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. And you know, discover...
work-play balance, basically.
Discover a lot of, you know... So those nurses would do a fair bit of travelling one way or another, I guess, by the nature of their qualification. They'd be zipping off to Bill's Farm or whatever, no? Yes.
Well, they'll be based at...
Based at the hospital.
Based at the hospital, urgent care.
Yeah.
They basically can do that little bit more.
I can do more than a regular nurse.
Yeah,
and that's somewhere in between the nurse practitioner and the regular nurse.
Yeah, so the urgent care nurses are still highly trained.
Yep.
This is just a step up again with respect to diagnosis and administration of medicines. And then you have the nurse practitioner who has a master's degree in medicine, or not medicine, but basically in
rural type issues.
Yeah.
He's you know, what happens when the doctor's not there, essentially.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like there's a huge emphasis on training going on at Otway Health at the minute.
Yes, indeed. With respect to applying for positions as well, we also do have a number of board vacancies coming up.
So okay.
At the end of this financial year, so June 2018, we'll have... 2 positions available. The applications to apply close Monday the 6th of November. So
okay.
I encourage people who are interested in applying to do so this weekend.
you got a shorter. You might get an extension. You never know. But look, if you are interested in and have a passion for health and the services that are on offer, there is no better way to get yourself in the middle of it than to jump to apply to be on the board.
Indeed, and I'm happy to discuss it with anyone who's interested in doing so.
Indeed.
We encourage both local and out-of-towners to apply.
Okay, fantastic. Good
stuff.
Particularly
looking for people with, a background or an interest in finance and...
Yeah, people that have some sense of what it is to be on a board, I guess, yeah.
Indeed.
This is the Otway Health Check, brought to you by Otway Health. We might have a little musical break. What do you think? Is that a good idea?
Sounds good, Bob.
All right, we'll have a break and come back very shortly. This is Dan Hicks, talking about what happens when the aliens land.
There are still people in the world who think that coffee is just a drink. These poor souls are yet to discover the social intercourse, commercial advantage, and all-over sense of well-being that comes from sharing an ethically sourced, expertly roasted, and perfectly prepared cup. If you know such a person, use whatever ruse necessary to lure them to the industrial estate at the back of Apollo Bay. Introduce them to Hello Coffee, and then sit back and watch as the enlightenment occurs. Hello Coffee, station sponsor, and the source of one of the few reliable, affordable pleasures remaining on the planet.
Pop into Surf and Fish for all your fishing, boating, surfing and scuba adventures, where you can buy all major clothing brands, accessories and wetsuits for the whole family. Spray tans are also available with a two-hour wash-off. Hire a full range of equipment for your golf, scuba, snorkeling, fishing, surfing and bodyboarding. For shooters, centrefire, rimfire and shotgun ammunition is available at Surf and Fish, just opposite the Information Centre. Proud sponsor of ABR.
Tee off with Apollo Bay Golf Club, a friendly, easygoing club. Play 9 holes for just $20 or the full 18 for $25, or join as a full member for $315. You can book lessons with our visiting pro. It's worth it for the stunning views from the course. Check our website or call the club 03 5237 6474. Apollo Bay Golf Club.
The Apollo Bay Golf Club. Yes, a good time can be had by all, and a very welcoming group. So if you fancy trying out a bit of golf, good for the health, isn't it, Nick?
Indeed. It's a great little course too, Bob.
Have you played there?
I have.
Okay. Yeah. You're a scratch golfer, are you?
Oh, yeah, of course. No, mate, double figures. No.
Okay. All right. But still, you go out and have fun.
Yeah. It's a good course. Provided the wind's tame, it's quite nice.
That's true of all courses. Some build courses in places with terrible winds just for the fun of it.
Very picturesque, however.
Very picturesque, indeed. What else is going on with Otway Health?
Well, we have our annual general meeting, our 23rd annual general meeting coming up on Thursday, the 30th of November at 7 p.m.
Mm.
So that'll be held at the Apollo Bay Hotel at the Casino Room.
Yep.
So that's 95 Great Ocean Road, Apollo Bay. We're very fortunate to have a guest speaker in Wendy Henderson, who's from Dementia Australia.
Okay.
So Wendy will be there to talk about essentially the Montessori philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know much about that?
I know about it to do with schools, but I don't know about it to do with dementia.
Well, it's a similar concept to schools. So we basically align interactions with a person's abilities or interests.
Okay.
So works very well with Otway Health's patient-centered care. So,
yeah, no, Otway Health's amazing with the older folk. But so you're talking about instead of having a procedure that people have to fit into, you build procedures and you build your responses around where people are at.
Exactly. So we just enable people living with dementia to live to their full capacity or full purpose, essentially.
Absolutely.
So Wendy's very motivated and a very interesting speaker.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
So I encourage people to come along.
Yeah, so that'll lift the boring part of the AGM.
If not for the AGM to listen to Wendy.
So it doesn't cost any money?
No. Just need to RSVP, if possible, by the 24th of November.
Okay.
You can RSVP to Anna Creasy, who's the board secretary, or to Otway Health Reception by phone.
And I would have to say, if you have expressed interest in the health of Otway Health in the past, then I would encourage you to come along to the AGM and stay interested.
Indeed. It's a good opportunity to meet board members.
Absolutely.
Also, and meet the executive of Otway Health.
And
also a good way to thank a lot of the workers who will be rewarded for their efforts throughout the years.
And if you've got an axe to grind, you can buttonhole the CEO and and have your say. Anything else to cover in this particular segment of the Otway Health Check?
We have our upcoming visiting services. So we have our physiotherapist every Monday and Thursday. Just remember to make an appointment. And if you do happen to cancel your appointment, make sure it's with 24 hours notice where possible.
Yeah, nobody minds you cancelling, but yeah, ring the day before at least and let people know.
And then that also allows other people to
access the service. Yeah,
indeed. We have Australian Hearing coming on the 10th of November.
Sorry?
Australian.
Gotcha.
Got me, indeed. Very good. So to make a booking, please call 5233-9100, or you can speak to Otway Health and they will steer you in the right direction.
Okay.
And finally, we have a legal services visit on Friday the 17th of November. So again, for further info, get in contact with Otway Health.
All right. So lots going on at Otway Health, as usual,
indeed.
And there will continue to be.
Indeed.
And every fortnight, the Otway Health Check will keep you up to date.
Indeed.
Thanks for coming. Oh, Nick, how long have you been in the Bay now?
We've ticked over 14 months now.
Well,
so we've survived the winter. Looking forward to a second summer, indeed.
So how's it settling?
It's good. The families are well and truly entrenched at the daycare.
So putting aside the, if it's humanly possible, the professional stuff, you know, running the chemist shop and being CEO of Otway Health, are there any particular challenges or delights about being in Apollo Bay?
I think the delight is being by the beach, particularly the best beach in Victoria, according to the last. I guess one of the challenges, as everyone experiences, is the isolation and the drive in either
extra
direction.
Extra bit of distance,
it's an hour's drive in any direction. That's not indifferent to everyone else in the community, though.
No, well, it's the same, and it's one of the things that I reckon kind of helps keep glue together in the community is that we're all prepared to pay that extra in time and effort and the extra that it costs to buy stuff and whatever because of our affection for the place. Because we like it enough to say, well, okay, yeah, that's an extra to pay, but it's worth it.
Especially when the sun comes out, as the last couple of weeks have shown. It's a great place to live.
It also means that when people come to visit, they actually want to see you.
Yeah. They tend to hang around a bit longer too, actually, Bob.
Well, thanks for talking to us this morning. This has been the Otway Health Check brought to you by... It was the Otway Health Check brought to you by Otway Community Health on 3 ABR.